They turn the Terracom into Electric Evening, 12th January 71.
भाग्यम महोभाग्यम नंदगोप बयूकसाम जनमित्रं परमानंदं पूर्ण ब्रह्म सनातन हिंदी a part of the prayer offered by Brahmaji when he offended on the lotus feet of Krishna. The incident, perhaps you know, that Krishna was a cowherd boy in Vrindavan. जा रहे हैं क्या हिंदी में बोले कोई मुश्किल है ना ये लोग है अच्छा बल्कि हिंदी आ रही सर जाते हिंदी यही बोला जाएगा अरे महाराज आज हिंदी बोले कॉल इंडर महाराज इधर आइए अब बैठिए हम हिंदी में बोले आप सब इंग्लिश में समझ रहे हैं आप व्हाई यू आर दैट गाय ही सो टेल मी ब्रह्मा जी इज प्रेजिंग द फॉर्चून of the residents of Vrindavan, Vrajokasam. Headed by Vrajokasam means the residents of the Vrajabhumi. Headed by Nanda Mahārāja. O Bhagam Maho Bhagam Nanda Bhūpa Vrajokasam Jan Mikam Paramānandam Brahma. Krishna was there. So Brahma is admitting that this Krishna is Parabrahma Sanatana. So, we have to take evidence from the authorities. There are 12 authorities according to Shastra. Brahma is one of the authorities. 12 authorities means Shambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kapila, Kumara, Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Vaya, Sati, Vayam. Shambhu, Narada, Shambhu is Brahma, Narada, then Shambhu, Lord Shiva, Shambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kapila, Kapil. Kapil is incarnation of God, Kapil is the profounder of the Sankhya philosophy. Kumara, the four Kumaras, they were Brahmachari. And Manu, Vaivasvata Manu, the father of Maharaj Ikshvaku, and Prahlad, the son of Hiranyakashipu, the father was a thief, and the son was a devotee, great devotee of Lord Krishna. Then Janak Maharaj, the father of Sita Devi, and Bhishma, the grandfather of the Pandavas, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, then Vaiyasaki, Sukadev Goswami and Jamaraj, they are authorities. Now, here the Brahma, the first authority, he is admitting Krishna as Brahma, Purna Brahma Sanatana. Purna Brahma, Bhagavan. Brahma realization, there are stages, three stages of Brahma realization. First impersonal Brahma, then localized Brahma, then full Brahma. Localized Brahma is Paramatma, which situated in every everyone's heart. The example is given just like the sun. The sun is one, and the sun is the abode of the sun god, Vaivasvata. In the Bhagavad Gita, you have to admit, Sivam Vivasvati Yugam, Prasavana Hama, Ahamabha. Vivasthan Mano Prahu Manu Ishkhaka Vibhya. It is Vivasthan, the sun god. He heard from Krishna for the first time about the a yoga system stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Krishna spoke and the sun god heard. Therefore, he is a person. And the sun god's abode is the sun planet. And from the sun planet, the effulgence, the sun shines from. By this example, one can understand what is Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Tattva Vastu, the absolute truth that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The absolute truth, not like that. Don't think like that. I don't tell you. The absolute truth is realized in three stages. The first realization is impersonal Brahma. The next higher realization is the Paramatma, Antarjyam. And the ultimate realization is the Supreme Personality of God. Vatanti tattavida satyam jadjyanam adhyam. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sangha. This is absolute truth in three phases. So here, the absolute truth, when he is realized as the Supreme Person, as Brahma is realized, Janam is strong. she's realizing that Krishna, who is playing as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan, and he has become the most intimate friend of the residents of Vrindavan, aided by Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj was the Jamindar Raja. He was Vaishnava. He had 900,000 of cows, and he was the head of Vrindavan. All other cowherd friends were his tenants, or friends or family members. So Krishna automatically become their very, very dear friend. That is the significance of the residence of Vrindavan. Their love for Krishna was so ecstatic that they did not know anything except Krishna. Therefore, Brahma said, "Oho Bhagam Mahova." How fortunate these residents of Vrindavan are, that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has become their friend. And Krishna is Purna Brahma Salam. Not that he has assumed a body like a human being and is imperfect. No. That's like Mahavadi philosopher. They take it. The concoct like that. But ultimately the absolute truth is impersonal. But when he descends, I do not know how the impersonal can be healed. So that theory is refuted here by, because it is the statement of Brahma. And he says that Krishna is Purna Brahma Sanam. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Apani Pada Suti Vardhi Prakita Pani Charan Pura Kahe Siddha Chale Kare Sarva Graha. This is the process of describing a spiritual understanding with reference to the Vedic Indian. Now, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving Vedic reference. He says, Apani Pada, this is a reference from the Shetasatara Upanishad. In the Shetasatara Upanishad, there is statement, impersonally, but referring to the person, transcendental person. The mantra is like this. Apani Pada Javana Grhita Pashtat Satastu Sashinat Sakarnaha Tavetsi Tavetsi Vedana Nasata Shastri Vita Tamahu Radrang Purusang Mahasam. That's Purusam. Purusam means person. But the Buddhic mantra begins Apani Pada. Person, but has no legs and no hands. There are two kinds of statements. That he is person, purusha. Mahanta. Because that person, the Supreme Personality of God, he is a person, but Apani Pada. But he has no legs and no hands. So how is that? A person has no legs and no hands, and still he accepts whatever he offers. Just like Krishna says, Tadham Asrami Bhaktya Upuritam Asrami, anyone who offers me anything, patram, pushpam, phalam, soyam, with devotion, Bhakta, the very word is Bhakta. That means Krishna is transcendental person. And the Vedic mantra confirms, when the Vedic mantra says, Apani Pada, no hands, no legs, that is not impersonal. Person, but his hands and legs are not like us. That is Apani Pada. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that. Apani Pada Suti Bodhi Pratito Pani Charam. When the Vedic mantra says that the absolute truth has no legs and no hands, that means that the personality of God has hands and legs and not material. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains. Apani Pada Suti Vedic mantra. Bodhi Pratito Pani Charan. Na kahe Siddhu Chale Kare Sadhbhagya. And although the Vedic mantra says that the absolute truth has no leg, no hand, it still it confirms that he can accept whatever you offer and he can walk more speedily than anyone. When he walks, at the same time he has no leg and he accepts your offering, he has no hand. What does it mean? Apparently, it is contradiction. If he has no legs, then how he can walk more freely than anyone? These are Vedic mantras. No, nobody can capture him. He is walking so freely. But if he has no legs, how is he walking? That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's friend, that Bodhi Prasita Panisha. This means that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no material body. In the Kumbha Purana, it is said that the Supreme Personality, the Parabrahma, has no distinction between his body and self. There is no absolute means, there is no duality. As we have got duality, I am the soul and this body. They are different. Therefore, Shastra says, Vrishnatu Buddhi Kunapeti Dhatute. If anyone accepts his body as self, this body is made of three dhatus, copper, pitta, vayu. I am like this. And Bhagavad Gita also says, Vedinasmeja Thadehi Kumara Yogunam Yara Tathad Dehantram Prati. So Dehi means possessor of this body, the owner of this body. The owner of this body is different from this body. But in case of Krishna or Vishnu Tattva, there is no such difference. The self and the body is no different. That is confirmed in the Kurma Pura. Unfortunately, the Mahavadis, they have that due to their poor point of knowledge of the Shastras, or by their hands, they say that Krishna or Vishnu has come, or the Absolute Truth has descended, he assumes the access to material body. But that is not the fact. Krishna says, Sambhavami Atmamaya. It is not that Krishna accepts a material body. No. Krishna has no such distinction. Material. Therefore, Krishna says, Avajananti Manam Mulha Manasintanumas. Because I present myself, discern myself as a human being, the murhas or the rascals, they think of things or derive at me. The Mahavadis, they never worship Shastra, the transcendental form of the Lord, does not work. They worship the impersonal. And Krishna says, Tesham Rikataraspesham Abhavya Sattati Tesham. Of course, impersonal personality is saying absolute truth. But if you try to reach the absolute truth through the impersonal attachment, then it will be more troublesome. Any those who want to understand the absolute truth by their material, imperfect knowledge. However, atas Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhavir Jayam Indian, our manipulation of the senses, it's not possible to understand what is Krishna. Is very basic mantra also to say. Nāyam ātmā prabhacanena labhya. He cannot realize the ātmā. He cannot be self-realized simply by talking. He may be very big speaker, nice speaker. But that is not the process simply by speaking very nicely. He can understand the absolute truth. Nāyam ātmā prabhacanena labhya na mīdhaya. Neither you can understand the absolute truth because you have got a very nice brain, a very great scientist. Then Sir Isaac Newton would have discovered what is God, or Professor Einstein, or Jagadish Chandra Bose, they could have understood. No. They cannot. Because they have very nice, finer tissues of the brain. It does not mean. It is a different process. It is a, to understand God or Krishna, it is not material process. Therefore, Krishna says, bhakya mama vijanati javan jasyami tattvata. Only through devotional service, he can be known. Nāhaṁ prakāsa sarvasva yogamāyā samābhitaḥ. Krishna is covered by the curtain drawn by yogamāyā. Therefore, Krishna cannot be understood by everyone. Neither his teaching Bhagavad Gita can be understood without becoming a devotee of Krishna. This is not possible. Therefore, Krishna says to Arjuna that bhaktosi priyosi me, because you are my very dear friend. Therefore, I shall speak to you rahasyam etad uttamam. Without you, nobody can understand. Krishna was a military man. He was not a Brahmin, neither a Vedanti. You cannot expect a military man, a Kshatriya, to be highly learned and Vedic Christian. That is not possible. They hear from the Brahmin. The Brahmins, they are expected to be highly learned scholars in Vedas, because that is their department. Jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma karma svabhavam. Brahma jnanati iti brahma. Brahman, therefore we call Brahman Pandit. Panditji. Panditji has never seen the pages of Vedas, but it still is going on under the name of Panditji. So, that kind of Panditji is not wanted. Actually, the Brahmins mean he is truthful. One of the greatest commentators of Bhagavad Gita, Baladev Vidyavasa. He says truthful means one should be truthful even to his enemies. Sometimes you have to hide something from the enemies, that is diplomacy. But Baladev Vidyavasa says a Brahmin should be so truthful that he will disclose everything to his enemies. satyam. Siddhika, ajabam, suci, sama, dama, these are the qualities. Jnanam, vijnanam, asikram, brahma karma sala. So, without these brahminical qualifications, one cannot understand the Vedic knowledge. Therefore, it is stated sometimes that the sudra is prohibited from reading Veda. That does not mean that reading of Vedic culture or Vedic knowledge is monopolized by a certain class of men. Not that. The idea is, just like in our ordinary educational system, there is some prohibition. So unless one is graduate, he cannot be admitted in the law college. That is not a prohibition. That is a necessary qualification to understand. Similarly, to understand the Vedas, the necessary qualification is that one must be a qualified Brahmin. Not that Mr. Max Muller, he has got little knowledge of Sanskrit and he translates. That kind of translation is no use. Just like so many commentaries on the Bhagavad Gita, without becoming a devotee of Krishna, is useless. It has no meaning. Because Krishna says that Vatkamabhijana, only through devotional service one can understand it. And how a non-devotee can understand it? He has no scope to enter into the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. The first qualification is that he must be a pure devotee of Krishna. Then it will be revealed. And it's not Bhagavad that is there. But, athāpi te deva padāmbujadvayam prasāda leśānu grihita eva hi jānāti tattam nacānna ekopi śrīrāṁ vichya. My dear Lord, one who has a little and it is a favorable connection with your lotus feet, he can understand. Athāpi te deva padāmbujadvayam prasāda, one who has got a little prasada from your lotus feet. Such person can understand you. Prasada leśāna jānāti tattvam. He can understand what was. Krishna said that manushyānām sahasyeṣu kaścit yatati siddhaye yatatāmapi siddhānām kaścit vrittimān tat. To understand Krishna is not very easy job. Krishna says, out of many millions of men, one is trying to become perfect in the human form of life. Not everyone is trying. First of all, one has to become Brahmin or acquire the Brahminical qualification. So that is the platform of Satagun. Unless one comes to the platform of Satyagun, there is no question of perfection. Nobody can understand, nobody can achieve perfection on the platform of Rajagun and Tamagun. Because once he is addicted to Rajagun and Tamagun, he is always very greedy and lusty. Tato rajastamo bhava kamo lobha dayasya. One who is infected with the material qualities of ignorance and passion, he is lusty and greedy. That's all. Therefore, you see, generally, people are very much lusty and greedy. They are accumulating money, crores and crores, still they are not satisfied. in some countries you see very easy. There are many, many workers working very hard from very poor state. Just like Henry Ford, Mr. Rockefeller, they started beginning life from a very humble state. But they accumulated immense wealth, and still they were not satisfied. In our country also, there are many villas and such, accumulating money. They're greedy, because infected with the quality, modes of nature, ignorance and passion. Vaishya means passion and ignorance. Kshatriya means passion, and Brahmin means goodness. These are the different qualities. So one has to come to the platform of goodness. Then he has to transcend the platform of goodness, come to the pure transcendental platform. Vasudev. Tattam Vishuddham Satogon. In this material world, Satogon is also sometimes mixed with Rajagon and Tamogon. That is the nature. So one has to transcend the platform of Satogon. Shuddha Tattam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sabdhikam. That is the Vasudeva platform when Krishna appears. So generally people are addicted, infected with the qualities of ignorance and passion. How he can understand Krishna? It is not possible. So, one has to engage himself this devotional self. Then you can, you may argue, so how these Europeans and Americans, they are supposed to be in ignorance and passion. How they are coming to the platform of transcendental platform of pure goodness. But that is possible. That is possible by the execution of Bhagavad Gita. Nityanga Bhagavata Seva. Tato Rajasthamo Bhava. There is a, there are first verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sinnatang Satata Krishna Punna Savana Kirtan. One has to hear. Therefore, Savana and Kirtan, hearing and chanting is very important. Sinnatang Satata Krishna, especially hearing and chanting of Krishna. Kirtana Deva Krishna Mukta Sangha Parangi. Simply by discussing and hearing and reciting Bhagavad Gita purely, not by interpreting wrongly. As it is, as Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamad Bhaktamad Jajma. You have to accept that. You cannot change that. You cannot say, it is not to Krishna, it is to Krishna's self and the subject. So, Sinnatan Sakatatu, one who hears Bhagavad Gita, as it is, or Srimad Bhagavatam, from devotees. Sinnatan Satata Krishna Punna Samana Kita. Because simply by hearing, he achieves the result of pious activity. And Krishna says also in the Bhagavad Gita that one can be engaged in my service, in devotional service, who is freed from all contamination of sinful life. Jisam antagatam papam, janaram punnakarmanam, ते दंडमहानिमस्ता भजन्ते माम जिरब्ब. Unless one is free from all contaminants of sinful life, one cannot concentrate in the devotional service of Krishna. So, the process is, as it is recommended in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sinnatana Satata. Simply you sit down and hear what Krishna says. Don't comment wrongly, physically. Don't gratify your senses. Submissive. Namrata. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommends from Bhagavan. Jnana Pryasam Mudapasa Namantayim. Just be submissive. Bhavadiya Vata. And try to hear of Krishna. Then you will benefit. If you make your own commentation, then you will be wrongly directed. You have to, that's what Krishna says, evam parampara praptam evam rajasaya vidhu. Sakalena yuganasta parantam. Because the parampara system was lost, therefore, Krishna says that the system recommended in the Bhagavata is lost. Therefore, I am speaking again to you, the same yoga system. So one has to receive the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita by the parampara system. It's like Arjuna. Arjuna heard Bhagavad Gita. And how he understood Bhagavad Gita? He understood Krishna as a person. Param brahma param dhama pavitram paramam bhavan purusam shastakam adhyam. Very real Bhagavad Gita understands. And Arjuna says, sarvametam ritang manne, jadvadasi kesa. But Krishna says, the sarvadharman paritpajamametam saranam bhaja. He has said this. That is Bhagavad Gita. Not that it is not to pursue Krishna, it is wealth and this and that. No. Therefore we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. So, it is very unfortunate that the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepted by all the acharyas, not only at the present age, previously also, Vyasadeva, Narada, Asita, Devala, there are great acharyas, and in the recent years, Shankaracharya, he has admitted, Ramanujaka, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, Lord Chaitanya, all these authorities they are accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, how is that? The less intelligent class of men, they are commenting differently. That's not good. They may come and they go on talking all nonsense, but no sane man will accept them. That's the difference. But, those who are saying, we should judge over this. So why we should deny that God is impersonal, God is personal, Krishna came. Krishna exhibited his godly potencies, energy when he was present. There is no, in the history you won't find another second person like Krishna in the whole history of the world. Apart from other points of view, Bhagavad Gita, that is admitted. It's spoken by Krishna. Such deep, profound knowledge There is no second imitation or second copy, like Bhagavad Gita and the whole world. That is admitted by all scholars, all religions. Therefore, it is Purna Jnana, Purna Brahma. Bhagavad Gita is Purna Jnana. The Bhagavan's one qualification, he is fully wise. Nobody is wiser than him. That is one of the qualities. Nobody is richer than him. Nobody is powerful than him. Nobody is influential than him. Nobody is beautiful than him. And nobody is renouncer. Karai Sajya. That will be explained. So, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, admitted by all acharyas, and on the basis of that authority, we are preaching all over the world that you are searching after God, here is God. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam. The Bhagavad has given different leaves of different incarnation of God. But ultimately concludes that iti tamsakala pungsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. All the incarnations, they are parts or parts of the past. Pungsa means part and kala means part of the past. But from Purna Bhagavan, Purusha Kala Purna, Sarvasajya Purna Bhagavan is Krishna. That is the heart of all Vedas, all Shastras. So we should all capture in that life. Krishna Su Bhagavan Sam, Ishara Parama Krishna. And Krishna also says personally, Aham Sarvasya Prabhama. I am the origin of even Brahma, Shiva and Vishnu. Aham sarvasapa. Matta sarvam pravatta. So, from any, now, here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Krishna is person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is person, but he is not a person like us. That is it. Unless intelligent person, they think Krishna, as soon as he's a person like us. But that is it. He is not a person like any one of us. Therefore, he is confirmed by the Vedas. Apani Pada Jamanagdhita, which absolute truth, has no leg or hand. Still, he can walk very safely and he can accept anything you offer. That means his hands and legs are not like ours. That is something. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to explain before Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that the absolute truth is a person. A person like you and me. Chetana, Nitya, Nityanam, Chetana, Chetananam. He is the Supreme Person, the Chief Person. We are all also individuals. Krishna is also individual. But he is the Chief, and we are somebody. That is it. Thank you. God is not Purna. But you are mismanaging. उसको तो प्रमाण है, उसको तो प्रमाण है कि बच्चा पैदा होने का पहले ही वो माता जी का आश्रम में दूध है. एक दिन पहले दूध नहीं है, जब बच्चा पैदा हुआ उसी वक्त दूध. अरे विश्वास नहीं है मूर्ख है, विश्वास नहीं है मूर्ख। एक बहुनाम विदुता के काम देवतर ये जो भगवान है नित्यानाम शीतन शीतना एक नित्य वस्तु है चेतन वस्तु है भगवान एक बहुनाम विदुता के काम सबके पालन करते इसलिए इसलिए नाम भगवान का है दिसंबर सब ईश्वर खिलाते हैं सब पक्षी का 84 लाख जोड़ी में मनुष्य जाति बहुत ही कम 4 लाख और सबके लिए भगवान खाने को देता है हाथी को देता है चीटी को देता है खाली मनुष्य को नहीं देता सब जुआसी है इसलिए पाप भगवान तक वस्तु उसको भगवान को नहीं समझता है हमारा समझता है अहम ममेती जनस्व मोह हम हमारा देश है हमारा संपत्ति है हमारी है हमारी है हमारी हमारी, हमारी करते इसलिए कृष्ण का सचिव चाहिए हमारी नहीं है कृष्ण का बस करू चाहिए इसलिए कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस मूवमेंट का बहुत ही आवश्यकता है आप लोग का साथ सहयोग दीजिए इसको सब प्रचार की भोग कारण जब दब था एकमात्र भोक्ता है मालिक है
Oh, that's right.